Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. In about 2 hours, the Ohio Union will reopen or open or however you're going to put it officially. We're here today live to give you a little bit of a sneak peek. Go to WOSU.org/allsides to see a bit more about what we'll be covering today. Joining me right now in the Art Lounge of the Ohio Union, overlooking the main entrance along High Street, is Tracy Stuck. She's the Assistant Vice President for Student Life and the Director of the Ohio Union. Tracy, welcome to the show.
I'm so thrilled to have you here. I just can't even wait for the next 2 hours.
I thought they might bring you in on a stretcher or something.
We have been here a lot of late hours and all weekends.
I know.
We're ready to go.
It's beautiful. And one of the big reasons why it's beautiful is, of course, mm-hmm. the architect. And with us today is Kurt Moody. He is the chief architect of the new Ohio Union. Kurt is also an OSU graduate and former Buckeye basketball player. Kurt, welcome to the show.
Good to be here.
You know, Kurt, I was thinking about how it must feel to be, you know, to have a relationship with the university like you have had for so much of your life now, and also be assigned really nothing short of creating an iconic space for your alma mater. How does it feel?
Well, definitely it's a special treat. And Tracy knows a lot of this history. You know, when I was a student, you know, the hangout when you had free time was the Union, playing cards together with others and those kind of things. And, you know, the Union is a place that you go to because you want to versus have to. Many of the buildings on campus, you have a class, you've got to be there or whatever. But seldom do you have many buildings that you go to because you happen to have friends and it's a meeting place. So it was definitely a special treat to be involved in working with Tracy and the whole group on this project.
Mm-hmm. Tracy, take us back to the beginning. When did it start? When did the planning start? You were in on it from the beginning.
Sure. It's actually been an 8-year process, and I feel like Kurt and I have worked together that whole 8 years. But it actually the students had to decide if they wanted a new union. So this process has actually started way back then, and the students actually voted on that they wanted a building. And so at that point, we hired Kurt's team to actually do the feasibility study. So I personally visited 42 unions across the country. Probably drove Kurt crazy because I would send pictures from everywhere. And then I picked the top 10 and took students all over the place. And we made a commitment, and I talked to Kurt about this, that this building was built for students by students. And it was really amazing. When we had the design team to build this building, the students had their own session at night just with the architects. And they could go in and say, we don't like that, we like this, like you need to change that. So it's just been an amazing process of how many students have been involved in this process from start to finish. We always replace the student. So we joke around, there's phases of them. There's the students who actually did the design planning. There's the students who got to pick out a lot of the colors and a lot of the fixtures in here. There's the students who picked out the furniture. And this last group had the best job. They tasted food.
Oh, see, yeah. Now that's what I would like
see,
to do.
See, exactly. They were the lucky ones. Yeah.
How do you create a sense of continuity in the planning process, though, when you're having, you know, students coming and going every 4 years?
Yeah, what we did is we started off with all freshmen. And we also had a graduate student. And we were lucky because she was a law PhD student. So she stayed. She was the one person that stayed the entire time. But as soon as we knew someone was about to graduate that year, they were assigned an apprentice. And they had an intern with them. And so that person trained them for the year. So we just constantly had a group being trained the whole time. So we always had a steady group of students involved in the process.
If you're just joining us on All Sides with Ann Fisher, my guest right now, Kurt Moody. He's the chief architect of the new Ohio Union. And also Tracy Stuck. She is Assistant Vice President for Student Life and the Director of the Ohio Union. Both of them were around in the olden days when when it was just a twinkle in the eye, you know, of the students of Ohio State University who voted to have a new union built 8 years ago. Kurt, you've done other projects for OSU, obviously, the Schottenstein Center most notably. How does this project differ from those?
Oh, you know, each project has a purpose. And in the case of the union has special purpose. Also, the fact that it's on High Street makes a big difference. Many other structures are either on the fringe of campus or tucked in the middle of campus, and not only do you have the students participating, as Tracy outlined, but you have the public. In this case, this is a public building as well. And because it's the front door of the university, there are many people that will drive down the street past this building. And that's what they'll see as representative of the university. And then, of course, a special treat is the fact that many, many families are going to come through here to make a decision whether they come to the university or not. And this is going to have an effect on that decision.
Something, Tracy, that people will see 24 hours a day is the lantern room lit up. I don't know what else to call it. To describe that for us.
Sure. We did a lot of research and archives about our building, and honestly, that's probably the one thing. Kurt and I worked a lot on that area. But we realized that we were on the path of the Underground Railroad in Columbus, and it would have gone from the Olentangy River to the Kappa Sigma House. So we decided to put an architectural feature or symbol on our building. So on the side on High Street, there's a shape that looks like a lantern. And we have a lighting ceremony that's going to be coming up soon. And it'll get lit up, and then it'll stay lit at all times to symbolize that the union is open to everyone.
It was not named for the Lantern newspaper, then.
Well, if they want to believe that, I will be all for that, too.
How did you decide? I know a big part of the facility, a big feature of it, is its sustainability, LEED certification, and that sort of thing. And a big part of that was saving things from the former building. How did you decide what to save, Kurt?
Well, a lot of people were involved in that process. But the good thing is that the university, from their standpoint, was committed to it in the beginning. Many times we may have ideas, but there may be other factors that that drive you to go a different direction. Tracy and her crew group, as well as physical facilities for the university, were thinking about the possibilities of what to save. So a lot of ideas were suggested by the planning committee. We, as the check and balance, we go through a list and a scoring sheet as to, you know, what we can do to achieve LEED points. And so with our team on looking at the LEED points, as well as the design team from the university looking at what they were willing to use and reuse, we were able to have a meeting of the minds. Now, flooring, for instance, from the old ballroom, of course. And then one of the things that was a little bit of a debate earlier, but it was, I think we believe, is a very good use of the exterior statuary stonework that was on the original.
Oh, that's
union.
Right, the reliefs.
The reliefs, yes.
Yeah. And, of course, a couple more were added to it. But many people that, especially the newer students, probably think it was always part of the building. But there's more. There's a lot of history with salvaging that kind of material. And that wasn't really sustainable. But there was history that went into salvaging some of those things to tie back to the tradition of the university. And then there were sustainable items as well. And I know Tracy has a long list of what those items are, but we were just happy that we had a meeting of the minds to do so.
And the neat thing, Winslow and I always bring it back to students, the students told us very clearly they wouldn't vote for the fee unless the building had sustainable products in it, and they really wanted to be LEED certified. Because we were really lucky at the time, they went to the president at the time and said, you know, we'll pay a certain fee, but we know it's going to cost more to be LEED, and they actually paid for it out of the president's fund to actually end up being a LEED certified building. So the students, that was very, very, very important to them, and it still is. They pressure us a lot to ensure we're being as green as possible over here.
Well, what it turns out is, though, when it comes to saving a lot of the architectural details of the old union, is some very notable places in the union. Why don't you, Tracy, just, we have just a few more minutes, but why don't you tell us about some of those places you'd love people to drop by and know what they're looking at?
Sure. I think one of the biggest ones is we saved all the stones from the fireplaces in our former building. And so if you're an alum, it's been so neat for me to tour people. When they walk in, they immediately see that fireplace and they feel like they're home. And so that was a really important one to us. Also, we saved the pavers from outside of the ballroom patio, and we were able to use it in a patio here, and it's actually stunning. So when all of the furniture and all of the cushions go up in that patio, I think it's honestly going to be one of the most favorite places in this building. And so we did that, and as Kurt said, with the panels, we did do a lot of research on those relief panels, and we actually worked with the Ohio Historical Society exactly how they did with the original building, and we're about to. We added two more, And we did exactly what the old building did. They didn't finish them. So we actually have the artist coming in a couple weeks, and he will actually go up on the building and finish them just like they did with the first building.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm a bookworm, but there's the room where you have all the books that have been gifts from students or classes over the years. Maybe I've got that wrong, but tell us about the book room.
Sure. Ohio Staters, which is a student organization, they decided to collect books from Ohio State faculty, staff, students, and alumni. And so we actually put them up, and it's in the lounge opposite of where we are currently. So it's going to be called the Stained Glass Lounge. So, but we put all the books up yesterday, and then we added all the Macchio yearbooks. And so that's something also to be seen when you look back in the 1880, you know, you're actually looking at this yearbook from the 1900s. So the students, I think, had more fun putting them up yesterday. We actually had to stop them looking at them. We're like, hey, we got to get going. We got to get this thing going. So, but yeah, I think people, and you're welcome to come and look at any of those books and kind of see all the literary part of what Ohio State alumni have given back.
And then finally, just tell us about the room that we're in right now. It's not quite detailed out yet, but tell us where we're at. We're in the art lounge.
Sure. Well, we really feel like the whole building, and I think people will be very surprised when they come in the building how much time we put into art. And so, but our art collection is very special. It's only from Ohio State faculty, staff, students, and alumni. And we have an art board, and we vote on art every year. So this, we host a lot of senior art shows. So this will actually be a host to a lot of those senior art shows. So I hope a lot of people drop by and actually look at our art. I think they'll be thrilled.
Okay, well, it's just about time for a break. I want to thank my guest, Kurt Moody, the chief architect for the Ohio Union. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
And Tracy Stuck. Tracy is the assistant vice president for student life and the director of the Ohio Union. I know there's a lot more you do, and you've been doing a whole bunch of stuff for the last 10 years. So thank you so much for joining us, Tracy.
Thank you.
Enjoy the day. Before we take off, I wanted to let people know about 8 weeks before the new Ohio Union was scheduled to open, I took a behind-the-scenes tour of the facility with my associate producer, Amy Jurovich, and Tracy, and to hear some excerpts from the tour and to learn more details about the union's construction process, visit WOSU.org/allsides for a link. You can also see pictures of my tour on our Facebook page. Visit All Sides with Ann Fisher on Facebook and tell me, why do I have my arm behind my back the entire time? And thanks to Union Director Tracy Stuck and her staff for hosting us our tour. At first I thought it said our hour, and it was more like 3 hours. So also visit ohiounion.osu.edu to see pictures and videos on the new union. And that link is also available at wosu.org/allsides. We're going to take a short break now. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on WOSU 820 NPR News.
On Talk of the Nation, we like to be clear about what we're talking about, whether it's movies.
A B-movie was a movie that was made specifically to be on the bottom half of a double feature.
Or the auto industry.
One mid-level executive at a top automaker told me, well, 30 years ago, we were a car company that would occasionally lend money to our customers, and now we're a bank that makes cars.
Talk of the Nation, clear, straight, open, from NPR News.
And Talk of the Nation will be here later this afternoon starting at 2 o'clock on today's edition of Talk of the Nation, a discussion of healthcare and employers. That's on Talk of the Nation at 2. 43 degrees in downtown Columbus at 10:20. Cloudy skies today and a high of 49. Clouds tonight, a low of 34. And then sunshine for Tuesday and a high of 57 degrees.
Support for WOSU comes from Thurber House, presenting Evenings with Authors guest Ohio native Christopher Moore, reading from his latest novel, Bite Me, A Love Story, Thursday evening, April 1st at the Columbus Performing Arts Center. Tickets at thurberhouse.org.
All Sides with Ann Fisher, live from the Ohio Union, continues right here on WOSU 820 NPR News.
Welcome back to All Sides with Ann Fisher. In about 2 hours or about an hour and 40 minutes, something like that, they're going to cut the ribbons and open up the Ohio Union officially. We're here to give you a sneak peek today in a live show from the Union. We're in the Art Lounge, just above the front entrance to the Union off High Street. Joining me right now, because students played a very big role in the planning from the very beginning, is Joey Clark. He received his BA from OSU in 2008. He now is studying law at the Moritz College of Law. Joey, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And Ashley Sinram, she is vice chair of the Ohio Union Council and is chief of staff of the Undergraduate Student Government. Sounds like a very big cheese. She also helped plan. Ashley, thanks for being here today.
Thanks, Anne. Good morning.
We mentioned earlier that we took a tour about 6 weeks ago, and during the construction, it was a behind-the-scenes tour of the new union during construction with one of my producers. Ohio Union Director Tracy Stuck told me student involvement was paramount in the construction process.
How long have you been getting the students organized and everything? You know, getting them involved, I should say.
8 years.
And submitting and
two generations of students.
Yeah. Well, every year we just had a group that we'd always replace another group, but there was a group who actually had to do the feasibility study and then go to the student organizations and try to get it approved. And then there was a second group of students who actually helped design the building, and another group of students who helped pick out all the furniture, and another group that's done all the food.
Was it hard having them change every year?
Well, we were really intentional. So, like, if we knew somebody was graduating, we assigned a freshman to that person the year before, so they had a year to kind of see what was happening. And then when that person graduated, it was very easy because they had done it for a year.
Okay. Joey, what was your role in the planning of the union?
Well, I definitely fell into the food category.
See, that would be my category. Kindred spirits.
Yeah, it's kind of like a kind of guinea pig thing where they ask you all these questions because they're so intent on having the input of the students. So you get emails, you get calls, you know, they want to know, what do you think and how does this taste, or what do you think this should be? So it was a lot of evaluating.
How'd you get on that committee?
I just got an email one day, hey, Joey, what are you doing? You want to come eat for free? I said, okay.
How long have you been doing this?
That was during the summer.
Okay.
So that was a great time to come back and reconnect with friends and see how this was progressing.
You know, I guess then where you see yourself in the building, which was my next question, is in the seven restaurants or seven food areas. Some of them are restaurants, some of them are cafeterias, that kind of a thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I definitely see my place in the food areas. I mean, I plan on spending a lot of time here coming from the law school to study and kind of unwind. So there's a lot of options to eat and a lot of good things that I've tasted already.
Joey's actually being modest. He has a sandwich named after him in Sloopy's Diner. He's one of 13 people in the building that have a sandwich named after
them. Thanks,
Ashley.
Tell us about the sandwich naming. I didn't get to that with Tracy Stuck.
There's a sandwich in Sloopy's called the BLT, and it's named after me for a whole year. So it's pretty exciting.
And there's 14 others as well.
Yeah, there's 12 others.
Yeah. Okay, and folks, just do they apply to do that? Because they last for a year.
Yeah, it's application process and you know, you tell your story, and they pick you. As I think 200 applications this year, so I feel very fortunate. Just another opportunity to tell a story about how good Ohio State has been to me. So,
and then you get a free sandwiches
every quarter. Yeah,
a little bit of motivation there. Ashley, how does student government fit into the union?
Student government has played a pretty big role in terms of planning the new union, in terms of, you know, getting it ready for students this quarter today, actually. And I think that the really important thing is that a lot of the students in student government are the ones that a lot of union members will come to for student input. We're representative of the entire campus body here at Ohio State, along with the Interprofessional Council and the Council of Graduate Students. So there was definitely a lot of student input on that, and also in terms of creating policies and how this building is run and how it's best for students, and also in terms of who gets into the USIS space. We have over 60 student organizations that have office spaces in this building, and it was really important and crucial that students were involved in that. And it's so funny to hear Tracy's soundbite from beforehand, because that's exactly how I got involved with this. I was never in the old building. I came here as a first year in 2007 when there was no building on this site, and I was actually brought in by a senior and kind of mentored by someone as a freshman, and have been here ever since.
You know, I thought about people like you when after the building was gone, and I thought, well, it's kind of getting gypped. You really didn't have a union when you were growing up here.
Yeah, I feel very fortunate because I, being here for 7 years through undergraduate and law school, I got a year and a half of the old building, and then the building over at the stadium, and now I get to experience this building for a year. So it's a different perspective seeing how things are coming together. So
It's funny. I don't even feel gypped at all. Having been in the Ohio Stadium for the past 2.5 years, I think that the culture of the union is what we come to it for and what we really appreciate. And now this site, which is great, we love it. But I think that the important thing is that there is a building to match the scope and the scale of the Ohio Union staff.
So. What do you think is going to surprise students about the building?
I would say the little small intricacies and nuances in the building from... I mean, I'm sure everywhere you go, you'll be able to find a blocko or there's a story that Tracy can tell.
Everything but the toilet seat.
She can probably tell you, you know, she can look at every aspect of the building and say, this student had a thought about this or this idea came from this, because they visited over, I think, 200, you know, other student unions to get different feedback, and students went with them in these delegations. So they'll be surprised about how much input that students actually had in this building. So I think that's what will surprise them.
What do you think, Ashley?
I think that students will be surprised about how much they can do in this building. I think right now we're in a transition phase where, you know, this building's really cool, but I don't really know how to use it. And I think that there are so many resources in this facility that students will use. And we have over 900 student organizations here, and they were doing pretty spectacular things without this building. So I'm really excited to see what they'll do with all of the planning and resources that we have in here.
What is this what you envisioned when you first started out?
It was really difficult to envision this building. I know the blueprints by heart. I know pictures of fabric samples and chairs by heart. But I think the first time I stepped in this building after the bricks and mortar had been laid, it's more than I could have ever imagined. And I think that it's so much more than a building to all of us that have been involved in the process. And I'm really hoping that that's what it's going to be for the other students too.
You know, an important component of the union was the ability to help out and make life easier for commuter students. How does it go that direction, Joey?
Well, I would think with, you know, there's so many different spaces to study and so many different areas where you can put your lunch in a refrigerator or you know, get together with a group and having a parking garage right next door. That definitely makes it easier for students who commute to stay here if they want to or go somewhere else or have somewhere to go in between classes where they can have more of a social atmosphere or grab some food where they can be around other students where they're not just a commuter student because they're in a commuter lounge or something like that.
And I think, I can't remember if it was Kurt Moody or Tracy Stugg made the point that it's also, I think it was Kurt, the point that it's one building on campus that you don't have to go to.
Yeah.
There's not a class in this building.
Yep. That's very true. That's very true that you don't have to be here. If you're here, you want to be here. And so I'm pretty sure that people, when they choose to go somewhere, it's because they think they're going to have a good time and it's going to be a good natured place to go. So I think that adds to the interest for maybe commuter students or transfer students.
So do you have a favorite spot in the building yet?
Aside from the Student Government Senate Chamber in our offices, I think my favorite portion of the building is the Center for Student Leadership and Service Lounge. There's a big hearth fireplace, and there's bricks that are lined with all the student leaders' names that have been involved in the union. And I think that the best part of the union that I've loved in my 3 years here has been the friendships that I've made and the people that I've met, and just kind of that recognition by the staff here at the union saying, you know, it's important that they're all friends and together is something that I really enjoy, and I'll spend a lot of time in there when I'm not furiously working or testing food.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, this is All Sides with Ann Fisher on WOSU, and my guest, Joey Clark. He received his BA from OSU in 2008 and now is studying law at the Moritz College of Law. And if you have anything to say about the food, Joey might be the guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's been testing food for a year now, and he has a sandwich named for him at the
Sloopy's
Diner. And Ashley Sinram, she is vice chair of the Ohio Union Council and chief of staff of the undergraduate student government. She also has been helping plan the union since 2007. Mm-hmm. Wow. Joey, is there a favorite place for you?
Well, I think what we talked about earlier, it's all about the people. And I think the Great Hall will be really fun because I can kind of look up at the two other floors and I'll see people I know and I can yell across the hall. And so I'm trying to figure out a way that I can be productive in this union without getting distracted. But I think the Great Hall would definitely be a place for me where I can see my friends and random encounters with new people, new friendships. So it's really going to be a great place for students to meet.
You know, something that really struck me in my tour 6 or so weeks ago was how it's so beefed up electronically. I mean, there's televisions, you know, monitors everywhere. There's all, you know, when you have the study areas, they're not just study areas. You can, you know, it's all rigged for, you know, the computers and everything. It's pretty amazing. But maybe it's sort of the sort of thing that you sort of take for granted at this point. I don't know.
I think definitely maybe our generation or our friends, you know, definitely take for granted technology. I know the university has a lot of collaborations with big technological companies, mm-hmm. and so they've done a lot of integration of that into the building. So it's going to be good for instant communication. The union has Twitter, which a lot of us students have. So I think we're definitely in the age of instant communication. This building definitely allows for that.
What's the Twitter address?
Mine?
No, union. I'll get yours later.
At Ohio Union.
At Ohio Union.
Okay. Everyone follow it. It's great.
What was the greatest challenge in planning? What was the most frustrating part of it for you, Ashley?
For me, I think it was just making sure that all students were going to be happy with this building, because I think sometimes those of us that are involved in student leaders have this very defined lens of what we think is great. And I think that we really intentionally tried to pursue students that maybe hadn't spent a lot of time in the union, and making it an all-encompassing building for all students and not just a certain group of involved students. Mm. And I think that that was really challenging in getting this building ready. And I think that we've overcome that challenge with the commuter lounge and with all of the spaces for students in here. And I think that it was definitely something that we were trying to be intentional about in our planning, and I think we succeeded in that.
I think you mentioned before there's two generations of students who help with the planning, and so like a lot of students didn't have a student union, so they don't know how to use it or know what its value is to the campus community as a whole. So I think one of the most interesting things and challenging things is figuring out how do we tell our friends, how to communicate to our younger friends what a student is and why it's they should go there, not because they have to, but they should be there, and there should be a place that they should want to go.
Okay, so now what's going on this week to celebrate?
Oh, my
gosh.
Just
tell me what's off the top of your head. I know you didn't bring a list.
So much. We've got the ribbon cutting at noon. We've got a lot of events that are going on in the facility. The Archie Griffin Grand Ballroom has a ton of food sampling for students to test for free. There's games and things like that. Our Ohio Union Activities Board, which is our student-run events production group here on campus and entertainment, they have a concert here in the facility that they're planning on. So many things. It's
30 days of fun and different events, so it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of free food.
But there's still spring quarter.
There's still spring quarter.
There are still class. It's actually the first day of classes today, too, so everyone be sure to go to class.
Yeah.
No skipping school. Is this building too big, not big enough? What do you think? You said it matches the scope of the university. What did you mean by that?
Just in terms of what not only the university does as a whole, but also just the union staff and the whole union culture that we have here, I think that they did a fantastic job of not letting a lack of a huge building or a functional building get them down. And I think that they put on some excellent programming and excellent work while we were in the stadium. And I think that now the building is a physical representation of that. Mm-hmm. And so when people will come here, they'll know and I think even expect that the Ohio Union does great things. And I think that this building really represents that to the campus community.
Where, tell me about some of the things that sort of crack you up. Because when I walk around here, I mean, the Block O, mm-hmm. the Buckeye symbol, everything, mm-hmm. it's everywhere. Where did it surprise you, Joey?
Well, I think it's funny because I can imagine my friends coming here and saying, why are you Ohio State students so obnoxious? I mean,
absorbed with their symbols.
Yeah, so absorbed with their symbols. That's a, you know, so I think students will be surprised. Every light has some type of Block O on. Mm-hmm. In the bathrooms, there's Ohio State scripted everywhere. And it's, students
in
from
tiles.
Yeah, in tiles. Oh yeah. Yeah. So it's a lot of fun to see. I think you'll discover something new every day when you mm-hmm. come in here, something that you didn't see before.
That's what I would think. What do you think, Ashley? Anything else?
I think that the people will be surprised that it's not as crazy as you would expect. I mean, when we were planning, you know, there's going to be scarlet and gray everywhere and Block O's and Buckeyes. But I think that the building is actually really beautiful. When you come here, you're going to know you're on Ohio State's campus. Mm-hmm. That was kind of one of the things we always heard. That was one of the buzz phrases when we planned, and that we wanted you to know you were on Ohio State's campus when you came to this union. But I think it's also a really great space with all the different artwork and the furniture and the planning of the building. So it's not as crazy as you would think, but there's certainly a great representation of Ohio State here.
What's your favorite room, Joy?
The Sphinx Centennial Leadership Room.
And what's that?
It's a student organization class honorary on campus, and it's a great room for meetings, and it's just a very regal room and has a balcony, so fun nice. Spending a lot of time there also.
Okay. We're going to have to take a short break. Before we go, though, I want to thank again Joey Clark for being with us. Joey, before we look, I got to what's your recommendation besides the BLT? Mm-hmm. What do you think is going to be something people want to try out when they come here?
Let me see. Well, that's all that's in my mind right now.
All right, have the BLT. Have the BLT. Maybe? It's called Joey Clark, and you won't go wrong. Joey received his BA from OSU in 2008. He's studying law at the Moritz College of Law. Joey, thanks for being with us today. And Ashley Sinram, she's vice chair of the Ohio Union Council. She's chief of staff of the undergraduate student government, and she also helped plan since 2007, long time. Enjoy the day.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being with us. Just want to remind folks that about 8 weeks before the new union was scheduled to open, I took a behind-the-scenes tour of the facility with my associate producer, Amy Jurovich. She took a whole bunch of pictures and recorded it to hear some excerpts from the tour and see some of those pictures. Go to WOSU.org/allsides for the link, and you can also see pictures of the tour on my Facebook page. Visit All Sides with Ann Fisher on Facebook. And thanks to Union Director Tracy Stuck and her staff for hosting our three-hour tour that day. Also go to visit OhioUnion.OSU.edu to see pictures and videos on the new union. That link is also available at WOSU.org/allsides. We're going to take a short break. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on WOSU 820 NPR News.
You're a continuous listener to WOSU, so be a continuous supporter by becoming a sustaining member today. As a sustaining member, your gift automatically renews, saving you and WOSU time and money. Give $20, $50, or $100 a month, and your sustaining membership will also help to keep on-air fundraising to a minimum. To become a sustaining member, call 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on WOSU 820 NPR News. In just about 20 minutes at 11 o'clock, Hour 2 of All Sides will be here, and the countdown to the opening of the new Ohio Union continues. We'll hear about the range of activities and state-of-the-art facilities in the new Ohio Union. Also, Ohio State University President E. Gordon Gee will be dropping by. Stay with All Sides with Ann Fisher right here on WOSU 820 NPR News.
Support for WOSU comes from Edible Columbus, a quarterly publication celebrating the local culture in our community season by season. First issue hits various Columbus locations on April 1st. More at ediblecolumbus.com.
And All Sides with Ann Fisher continues. Good morning from WOSU 820.
Welcome back to All Sides with Ann Fisher. We're at the Ohio Union, scheduled to open in just about an hour and 15 minutes or so. There's going to be a ribbon cutting and all sorts of explosions and that sort of thing, bands and everything. We're here a little bit early. Joining me right now, I think my guest, the first doesn't need really much of an introduction. He's Archie Griffin. He's a legend at Ohio State University. As the only two-time Heisman Trophy winner, he's also one of the university's biggest fans. And the Grand Ballroom, 17,539 square feet of it, has been named for Archie. Archie Griffin, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on the show. I've been looking forward to it, actually.
I really appreciate it. Barbie Tootle now. I had not heard of Barbie before. But now I know that the entire building is imbued with Barbie Tootle.
Right.
Barbie Tootle is everywhere in the building, and everyone should know that. Barbie is a familiar face at Ohio State as well. She's a graduate and former OSU staff member and a branding consultant for the Union Project. Barbie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ann. We're glad you're in the building today.
You know, when I took my tour a few weeks ago, all we kept hearing was Barbie this and Barbie that, and I thought, God darn it, we have to have her on the show. The new Union's grand ballroom is certainly grand. The ballroom has been named in honor of Archie Griffin, as I said earlier, to reflect the wishes of a donor. And Union Director Tracy Stuck describes the room while giving All Sides a tour a few weeks ago.
Is this the ballroom?
This is huge.
This is our ballroom. It's an 18,000 square foot facility. It's one of the largest meeting spaces in the city of Columbus. And when these lights are on, they're absolutely stunning. And you'll see that they're shaped in a blocko. And they have crystals that hang down. And then also in the middle are LED lights. And so they actually change into six different colors. But when they're on, they just sparkle. The floor is obviously a wood floor. We can divide it into two. down here is the seal of Ohio State. But once again, it just the space, we have booked it out so many times already just because it's just an elegant, large
when
meeting space.
When did people start booking things with you? When did it occur to them, or were you reaching out?
We helped because we didn't know when the building was going to be open.
Yeah.
So we probably started about 8 months ago. We started booking a lot of the large spaces. We didn't, the student organizations just started booking it probably about a month ago. Mm-hmm. It just has been like gobbled up. Everyone has ended up using the space. So, I mean, there's pretty much an event in here every day the whole spring quarter. And sometimes we're turning it over twice. But we're hosting wonderful events like the United Way has an event in here. We have Up on the Roof, which is an event through the James Cancer Hospital. I mean, so there's just a lot of events throughout the city that are also being hosted in here.
Archie Griffin, what do you think about that ballroom? I have not seen the lights on yet because when we were in that day, they weren't able to turn them on. There was some kind of testing going on.
Well, I'm flabbergasted. I mean, it's a huge room, first of all. And just to have a room named in your honor is very, very special. And I'm sure appreciative of the donor who made that possible and the friend of mine who put me in touch with the donor.
It's not an anonymous donor anymore.
Not anymore. Bruce Cassie and his wife Cindy made the donation. But I got to know Bruce through a former teammate of mine, a guy by the name of Steve Myers, who was a center for the Buckeyes when I played, an All-American center. And we've developed a great relationship, and he just wanted to do something in my honor. And so you can't imagine how I feel about that. It's a terrific honor, and I'm extremely proud, and my family's proud.
Barbie Tootle, can you ever get enough Black O?
Well,
that's the question.
We were told in making the plans for the building that people wanted to know they're at Ohio State when they come in here, that it's not a large corporate center. It's not a public building in the sense of a mall or something. It's an Ohio State University building. And, boy, there is no doubt about it. When you walk in here, it says Buckeyes.
Well, and having a Black O2 really helped with the Grand Hall, didn't it? Because it goes around and around. Now,
right.
Where I come from, you'd fall off the side of a cliff if you went with the letter that's the primary letter there. So that helped, didn't it? And with the lighting fixtures. But tell me, how did you start to conceptualize all the different ways that you, as I said earlier, imbued the building with Black O's and Buckeye insignias and...
In 2006, we did a branding survey, and we did focus groups with a wide range of stakeholders. We did about a dozen of these focus groups and talked to people about what makes a space memorable, what are some of your favorite spaces in the world that you've ever visited, why did they touch you and impact you. We talked about how they felt about university spaces, and as we kept narrowing it down, what do you think about Ohio State? What would you like to see? They wanted a traditional building. It was real consensus on that. A traditional building that has an academic feel to it, but at the same time, a place that celebrates the energy and the excitement that our students feel. And they felt that it would be a way to connect folks through the generations. Archie, as president and CEO of our Alumni Association, knows that when people come back, mm-hmm. they want to see the familiar as well as something
Absolutely.
New. And this building really does a good job of that. People had a lot of ideas of how you could use it. We had crazy ideas and good ideas, and hopefully we chose the right ones to implement in the building.
Well, I want to get to some of the ones you nixed later on. But, Archie, I think I forgot to tell folks at the top that you're Ohio State Alumni Association president and CEO. What do you think this building does for the folks that you represent?
Oh, I think it does a tremendous amount. They can come in, and there's something for everyone in this building, and that's what's very, very special to me. But they can come back and see some of the things that they saw when they were in the old Ohio Union. But the new, the class that this building exudes, I think is something that they're going to be extremely proud of.
Now, I know that you love the ballroom and everything. I know that. But what's your favorite space?
Well, you know, the ballroom's pretty special.
It's very awesome.
But I must also
say
that...
You can go ahead and say the ballroom if you want.
But the Joanne Small Suite is a suite that the Alumni Association has. It gives us a way of continuing to connect to the students, so we'll have a presence here, and that's a favorite room. But I got to tell you, that Sphinx Leadership Suite is just fabulous.
Joey mentioned that earlier.
Yes, it's
Tell
just
us
fabulous.
What's fabulous about it?
Well, it looks like a huge boardroom, and I've been in a lot of boardrooms, mm-hmm. but I haven't seen any as nice as this.
You feel pretty sick. Now, Barbie, you had a room named for you as well.
Yes.
And it was a room that, correct me if I'm wrong, that for a long time you had been telling Tracy Stuck, you know, you really got to get that room named for somebody. You don't want to put that off to the last minute. And then, of course, you got a surprise. When did that happen and how did it happen?
Well, it's really a beautiful space in the building, and I had been saying, you shouldn't have any trouble finding someone to name that room. It's gorgeous. And then in the summer, it was actually the very day that Gordon Gee announced he was coming back to Ohio State. There were two big announcements on that day for me. One was that Gordon was coming back, and the other was that, surprise, these two students, Jim Kerfey and Brad Kasten from here in Columbus, former student leaders on campus and friends of mine, had organized quietly and privately a campaign among other former student leaders from my 11 years in the Ohio Union. And they surprised me by saying they were naming the room for me. An extraordinary experience, as Archie knows. It's really, you just never think something like that would ever happen to you. And the fact that it was former students, it's a great alumni story, yeah, Archie, yeah. Because these were students mostly who were in school in the late 70s and in early 80s, and they wanted to give back. And that really makes me feel extraordinarily honored. I think I stand in for so many staff members at the university who do things for and with students and sometimes are overlooked as being the hardworking and dedicated folks that they are. So I really feel like I represent a whole lot of people who do a lot for students.
That name is so well-deserved, that space for Barbie. She has done a tremendous amount for this university, and I'm glad to see that happen.
If you're just joining us, we have about 8 minutes left in this hour. Ohio State Alumni Association President and CEO Archie Griffin is with us, and also Barbie Tootle. She's a familiar face at OSU as well. She's a graduate and former OSU staff member and a branding consultant for the Union Project. Barbie, tell us about the room.
The Barbie Tootle Room is a very comfortable conferencing area. It could be used for a meeting. It can be a sit-down dinner for 50, a stand-up event for 175, beautiful views, two window walls, one overlooking the South Oval and the other looking north, and you can look right up to the Oval between Hagerty and Page. The first job I ever had at Ohio State was as a student in Hagerty Hall. I was a business college student, and I worked there to help pay the expenses of school. So it looks over on where I started in Hagerty in the South Oval, which is so beautiful. And it has a smart wall and a lot of the amenities that you would want for a meeting, as does the whole building.
Yeah, the whole building's just totally rigged up. It's just amazing. There's just electronic device everywhere you go. There's four balconies in the ballroom.
Oh.
That, I mean, can you actually go out on the balcony?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I haven't tried
okay.
that. So, but I think there's some use for those balconies. Yeah. But the whole room is just absolutely beautiful. And I'm just astounded by the look of it. When I first went in there, I mean, I just couldn't believe that the ballroom was that big, because I used to go to the ballroom quite a bit. We had our football banquet there. We had dances there. We did all those things in that ballroom, and now this ballroom is just phenomenal.
In my day, those balconies were for chaperones. In case you were wondering about my era.
That was the olden days. But it must be lovely. I mean, yes. It's nice to keep those kind of things. What else do you love about – what I love about what was retained from the old buildings were the fireplaces and the fireplace stones and that sort of thing. And then in Sloopy's Diner – is it called Sloopy's Diner?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a fireplace in there. Am I wrong? Or
Woody's Tavern?
Maybe Woody's Tavern.
Woody's Tavern. We asked people in our branding focus groups, what would you want to bring forward from the old building for the new one? People mentioned the fireplaces right away. They mentioned the big stone reliefs on the outside of the building, which are now on the south side. They mentioned the Milt Caniff mural that was outside the ballroom that is done by the prominent cartoonist Milt Caniff, one of our graduates. It's in the cartoon room. On the third floor, and they talked about the terrazzo floor in the old building was that pebbly finish. I mean, it looked pebbly, but it was real shiny. You could put a big shine on it. Even at the very end, it could still shine. It was very innovative in 1951 to put that floor down in there, and people loved it, and so you'll see in the Great Hall, the floor is the same material although much more spectacularly ornamented, but it's certainly the same floor. People had ideas of things they wanted to see again.
And some trees needed to be taken down to build to put the building up, and that amazes me. Tell me, Barbie,
yes,
what you
do with
that.
They made the mantle for the fireplace in Woody's Tavern is from trees that were on the site. And then in the leadership area for the student organizations, there's a bust of Beanie Drake, who was the director of our first union. And the pedestal on which that bust sits was also made from trees that were on the site that had to be removed.
Okay, what's the deal with the Beanie Drake thing? You're supposed to rub?
Rub his head for good luck. Beanie was a remarkable staff member who devoted his life to students. And he was an innovator in getting a lot of student organizations going and engaging students in campus life. Always, he was still alive when I was a student, and he would wear a white suit, and he would always lead Carmen, Ohio with a baton. He was quite a character, but his spirit was always that students first, and students can do more, and we need to help them do that. So his spirit is remarkable, and they wanted to remember him in this building with this bust. And then I think it was a group of the students said, well, that could be a good luck thing. So if you got a big test or you got a big meeting or you're running for an office and you're worried about getting elected, give a little rub to his head and who knows, you know.
So if you're going to stop by today, that's the grand opening day for the new Ohio Union, scheduled to open up in about an hour and, I don't know, maybe 9 or 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of events going on here today. You want to tell us about a few of those? Anything?
They're giving a lot of stuff away.
They're giving a lot of stuff away, and there's a lot of food. That's all I can think about.
A lot of tasting, a lot of food sampling.
A lot of swag.
And a lot of swag for two reasons. One is because it's a great celebration. What a great day for the university. And the other is to entice people to explore all parts of the building. Mm-hmm. So there's things on every floor and every place. So that encourages you to delve a little deeper and be astounded by what's here.
Well, I noticed there's a lot of games in the Griffin Ballroom.
Oh, okay.
And also the performance theater. It looks like there's going to be several performances that will go on during the day. It's exciting. Yeah. I got to get back over to watch some of those.
I know, and I appreciate you taking the time to spend with us right now. Tell us, how does the Union, Archie, fit into the larger Columbus community?
Well, I think it's a destination place for the Columbus community. I think you will find that there will be a lot of events that will go on, and Barbie talked about a few of them that will come to campus to have their events right here at the Union, and it's just a place where people will want to see this place, because a lot of people in the Columbus area, they're very familiar with the old Union, and they're going to be interested in seeing what this new Union is all about, and this thing has taken a long time to come about, and they want to see what it is, and I think you'll find a lot of events going on because of that, and it's going to go on for years and years to come.
You know, Barbie, another favorite part of it for me was the fire pit next to the performance hall. The performance hall in and of itself is absolutely beautiful, and I guess it's just booked out for I don't know how long with weddings. Beautiful place for a wedding. But the fire pit, how did that come about?
Well, you know, some of the campuses around the country are blessed with the kind of weather where they have a lot of outdoor programming.
There's nothing wrong
areas.
With Ohio. it's good for the complexion, is what I always say.
So those outdoor programming areas are so much fun, and it was great to organize the patio in such a way that it can be used for just hanging out. There's lounge furniture with cushions on it. You can just sit out there.
Yeah, you can go out there now.
Anybody.
It doesn't only open for special events.
No. It's a patio, and you can just, if you're in the law school, you can just walk over and sit down and drink a cup of coffee sitting outside. But by the same token, the way it's in that patio is enclosed on either side, it can be an extension of the performance space, and you could use it to have a reception or a function, and the fire pit just extends the life of it a little bit. You know, in Ohio, we need a little help with that. In the early spring quarter and in the late fall quarter, you could still have events out there with a fire pit on.
And I like it because it's close to that Joanne Small suite where when alumni come to visit, they can also go out there and sit around and just enjoy the campus view.
Now, the Joanne Small Suite, is that just for alumni or?
No, it's for everybody. We like people stopping by the suite and become familiar with the Alumni Association. We'll have brochures. We'll have a big screen that talks about the Alumni Association, the Dan Heinlein wall that talks about, and Dan Heinlein was the former president and CEO of the Alumni Association. It'll talk about the history of the Alumni Association, the whole work. So we're really looking forward to it.
So many nooks and crannies to explore. Mm-hmm. That was my impression when I had the tour 6 weeks ago or so, with no furniture or rugs or anything on the floor. So It's a beautiful place. Thanks for joining me today to talk about it.
Oh, thanks, Ann.
My guests have been OSU, Ohio State Alumni Association President and CEO, Archie Griffin, and also Barbie Tootle. She is a branding consultant for the Union Project. There's been a room, a gigantic ballroom named for Archie and a beautiful room named for Barbie as well. Make sure you visit them when you come to the Union this week during its grand opening. About eight weeks before, I mentioned that I was took a behind-the-scenes tour of the facility with my associate producer, Amy Jurevich. And to hear some excerpts from that tour and to learn more details about the union's construction process, visit WOSU.org/allsides for a link. And you can also see pictures of my tour on our Facebook page. Visit All Sides with Ann Fisher on Facebook. And thanks to Union Director Tracy Stuck and her staff for hosting our tour that day and for also letting us join them today in the celebration of the new Ohio Union at Ohio State University. You can go to ohiounion.osu.edu for more information, pictures, and videos on the new union. We're going to have to take a break and end the show right now. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on WOSU 820 NPR News.